This is a long drawn out saga, and what stands to me is this. The HSE management failed the residents of our Grainger Court, vulnerable adults that we as a society are asked to care for. HSE management massively failed Brandon, a highly vulnerable adult as well. But importantly, in the ensuing mismanagement of the case, the HSE has failed its frontline staff as well. The concealment of the truth at any cost, which to my mind is the only conclusion you can draw as to the modus operandi of the management response, is dictated from the very top of the HSE. This leaves the staff on the ground abandoned, even though they were the ones who were highlighting the problems throughout. And this isn't a problem for Donegal CHO1 problem alone, it's a national problem. Previous governments tried a similar thing with Garda corruption, tried to box it off and say it was only in Donegal, and we saw where that got us. Minister Rabbit is doing a review of safeguarding in Donegal. It should be published when it's completed, and I'm asking you, Minister, to make sure that it is published. I know Minister Rabbit intends to, but I think the whole of government needs to make sure that it is published when it's completed, because that's vitally important for all our citizens.
I acknowledge your track record on this issue and the fact that you have raised, in particular, the Brandon report on many occasions in this House and with our colleague, Minister Anne Rabbit, who, as you know, has taken a very keen personal interest in relation to the matter, has been to Donegal and has had a series of meetings there in relation to it, and is most anxious that the full details in the Brandon report would be published as soon as possible. And again, just to make the point that Minister Butler is separately bringing forward a safeguarding bill, and she expects to have that bill before the Oireachtas, before the end of this year.